va a dejar indiferente, porque ya no hay excusas.
No excuses.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, are you ready to rumble? Let's go. Okay, we're going to start this morning with the sister routine. Something we've done many times, but what's the mother of skill? What's the mother of skill? Repetition. That's the mother of skill. So we're going to do it again and again and again and again. Tell her to ask me if I have a sister.
Ask him if he has a sister.
Very good.
Do you have a sister?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know if you have a sister.
Yes, I do. Very good. Tell her to ask me where she lives.
Ask him where does he live? No, ask him where he lives, sorry.
No, my sister.
Ask him where she lives.
Where does she live?
Very good. What does she want to know?
She wants to know where your sister lives.
Very good. She lives in Denver, Colorado. Now tell her to ask me if she works.
Ask him if she works.
Does she work?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know if she works.
Yes, she does. She has three jobs, one in the morning, one at midday, and one in the afternoon. Now tell Inara to ask me what my sister does in the morning.
Ask him what...
I'll try. Ask him. Ask him.
Ask him. Ask him what her sister does in the morning.
Her?
Ask him what his sister does in the morning.
Yeah, for the moment, I'm still a man. who knows what will happen in the future?
What does she do in the morning?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know what she does in the morning.
Very good. She teaches. Now, Sylvia, tell Annette to ask me what she teaches.
Ask him what she teaches.
Good.
What does she teach?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know what she teaches.
Very good. She teaches interior decoration. Now, Sylvia, tell Inara to ask me how many hours she teaches every day.
Ask him how many hours she teaches every day.
How many hours does she teach every day?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know how many hours she teaches every day.
Get rid of the sh.
She teaches. Oh. She wants to know.
She
wants to know how many hours she teaches every day.
Very good. She teaches 3 hours every day. Now, tell Annette to ask me what time she starts in the morning.
Ask him what time she starts in the morning.
What time does she start in the morning?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know what time she
what
is.
Time.
What time?
From the beginning.
She wants to know what time. She starts in the morning.
One more time. You can link together. What time? What time? What time?
She wants to know what time she starts to...
Just what time she starts.
She starts.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Again.
She wants to know what time she starts in the morning.
Very good. She starts at 8:30. Now tell Marisa to ask me what my sister does at midday.
Ask him what she does at midday.
What does she do at midday?
Very good. What does she want to know?
She wants to know what she does at midday.
Very good. She works in a bank. Now, and I tell her to ask me what my sister does in the afternoons.
Ask him what his sister does in the afternoon.
Ask him what she does in the afternoons. One more time.
Ask him what she does in the afternoons.
What does she do in the afternoons?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know.
She wants to know what she does in the afternoons. One more time.
She wants to know what she does in the afternoons.
Very good. She decorates offices, restaurants, and homes. Now tell Inara to ask me if she likes to decorate offices.
Ask him if she likes to decorate offices.
Does she like to decorate offices?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know if she likes to decorate offices.
Very good. No, she doesn't. Now tell her to ask me why with the full question.
Ask him why She doesn't like to decorate offices.
Why doesn't she like to decorate offices?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know why she doesn't like to decorate offices.
She doesn't like to decorate offices because the decoration is too boring and functional. Now, tell Paco to ask me if she likes... Pablo. Who's Paco?
Pablo.
Pablo. Tell Pablo to ask me if she likes to decorate restaurants.
Ask him if she likes to decorate restaurants.
Does she like to decorate restaurants?
What does he want to know?
He wants to know if she likes to decorate restaurants.
Good, and repeat.
She wants to know, he wants to know if she likes to decorate restaurants.
Very good. No, she doesn't. Now tell Sylvia to ask me why with a full question.
Ask him why she doesn't like to decorate restaurants.
Why doesn't she like to decorate restaurants?
Like to.
Why doesn't she like to decorate restaurants?
Very good. What does she want to know?
She wants to know why she doesn't like to decorate restaurants.
Very good. Because restaurant owners think they're professional decorators too. Now, tell Annette to ask me if she likes to decorate homes.
Ask him if she likes to decorate homes.
Does she like to decorate homes?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know if she likes to decorate homes.
Yes, she does. Very good. Well done. 5 minutes. That's better than actually... We do this in the training with the teachers and they have more difficulty than you guys because they're not used to doing it. So it shows what happens when you repeat things. Now we're going to quickly work with... Actually, looking at the wrong list here. We are going to do a list from an old favourite of mine that I haven't used in a while, Translation Book C. This is something we don't usually do. So here we go. ¿Te puedes imaginar cómo sería esta oficina sin Pedro?
Can you imagine how... Would this of how should no how will
can you imagine how this
no,
office
instead of using how use another word como the other como
like
no
what
yes
can you imagine what this office would be like without Pedro
good and repeat
can you imagine how this office can you imagine what this office will like with
would
be like without Pedro?
Now, how isn't wrong, but what is a better pronoun to use? So one more time.
Can you imagine what this office would like without Pedro? Would be like
yes.
without Pedro?
One more time.
Can you imagine what this office would be like without Pedro?
Cuanto antes hables con él, mejor.
As soon you speak.
Now start with the. The.
The sooner you speak with Pedro, the better.
No, Pedro isn't involved in this at all. No.
Ah.
No. It's a person we don't know who he is. To him.
The sooner you speak to him, the better.
Él está esperando que digas algo.
He's waiting for an answer.
Él está esperando que digas algo.
He's waiting for you to have an answer.
Que digas algo. Algo.
He's waiting for you saying something.
It's waiting for
no,
you.
He's
waiting for you to say something.
He's waiting for you to say something.
¿Qué quieres que le diga?
What do you mean?
¿Qué quieres que le diga?
What do you want me to tell him?
Good, and again?
What do you want me to tell him?
And make sure you pronounce the T in want.
What do you want me to tell him?
Dile lo que sea.
Tell him whatever.
Yeah, or tell him anything, yeah. Divertete. Y no te metas en líos.
Have fun and don't get into trouble.
Yeah, very good. We used to, when I was a teenager, going off on trips for the weekend, my friend, whose name was John Coffey, actually. Coffey's a common Irish surname. And his mother would say to us, mind yourselves, but enjoy yourselves. Yeah. And we did. Well, we enjoyed ourselves. I don't know if we minded ourselves. Eso es lo último que yo esperaba de ti.
That's the last thing I was expecting from you.
Good. And now use a simple past with expect. That's the last thing?
That's the last thing I expected from you.
Very good. ¿Para qué sirve llamarle ahora? ¿Para qué sirve? How do you say that?
What's the use of?
What's the use? There's another way of saying it.
What good does it be to...
Would it be?
Would...
What good would that be to call her?
You had it right the first time. Use does. What good does? What good does?
What good does to call...
What good does it to call her?
You're missing a verb.
What good does it use? No, what good does it...
Do.
Do.
Yeah.
To call her.
Ahora.
Now.
Good. So try again.
What good does it to... What good does it... To
do. What good does it do?
What good does it do to now to call her? To call her now.
Good, again.
What good does it do to call her now?
Good, and try it.
What good does it do to call her now?
What good does it do to call her now?
What good does it do to call her now?
What good does it do to call her now?
Es una pérdida de tiempo.
It's a loss of time. It's a waste of time.
Very good. La he dejado para siempre.
I've left her for good.
Very good, yeah. Empezaron mal.
They started...
No, use a phrasal verb.
They got off.
Yes.
To a bad start.
Very good.
What?
Say it again.
They got off.
They got off.
To a bad start.
To a bad start.
Very good. Estás luchando por una causa perdida.
Perdida.
Perdida, sorry.
Sorry.
No, correct. No, I need to be corrected too.
Yeah. You're fighting for a lost cause.
Very good. And again?
You're fighting for a lost cause.
Yeah.
You're fighting for a lost cause.
Very good, very good. Como regla general, prefiero dejar a mi gente sola.
As a general rule, I prefer to leave my people alone.
Very good. What do you call this style of management? Macro management.
Macro.
And what's the opposite?
Micro.
Micro. Where they're like, show me everything that you do, which I hate that. Que yo sepa, no ha habido cambios.
As far as I know, there has no been changes.
Yeah, almost. Okay, remember that it's plural. So start again. As far as I know.
As far as I know, there haven't been any changes.
One more time. And make sure you say haven't.
As far as I know, there haven't been any changes.
Very good. En cuanto a mí, puedes hacer lo que quieras.
As for me, you can do whatever you want.
Very good. Another way of saying en cuanto a mí, more formal. As far?
As far as I'm concerned.
Yes, as far as I'm concerned also. Very good. En el mejor de los casos, tenemos suficiente dinero para llegar a mayo.
No.
How do you say mejor?
Best.
Yes.
At the best.
At best?
At best.
Tenemos?
We have... tenemos el...
Enough money.
Yeah, no, go from the beginning. Start from the beginning.
Oh. At best, we have enough money to get through April.
Mayo.
To get through May.
To May, yeah.
Can we say to get by...
Until, then you'd have to say get by until. But here it's get by to. Sorry, okay. to get to.
So at best?
Yes.
We have enough money to get to April.
To May.
To May.
Yeah, one month better. Again?
At best, we have enough money to get to May.
Very good. Tuvimos la oportunidad de hablar detenidamente sobre el asunto.
We had the opportunity to speak thoroughly about that matter.
Very good, very good. ¿Eres consciente de lo que podría ocurrir si fueras adelante con esa idea?
Are you aware of what would...
What could.
What could happen if you go ahead with that idea?
Almost went ahead instead of go ahead, but very good. Well done. Again, are you?
Are you aware of what things could...
What could...
Are you aware of what could happen if you went with that idea?
Went ahead. Try again. You're almost there. Are you aware?
Are you aware of what could happen if you went ahead with that idea?
Well done. Very good. Hemos tardado meses en romper el hielo.
It took us...
No, hemos tardado.
It has taken us.
It has taken us a lot of months.
Meses.
It has taken us months to break the ice.
And again, you can contract it's.
It's taken us months to break the ice.
Volverás con las manos vacías, ya verás.
You will come back with...
Use a compound noun, a compound adjective, sorry.
You'll come back.
How do you say vacías?
Empty.
And in this case, manos?
Hands.
Now use, if you use hand as a verb in the past, what do you get? I hand it to him every day. Yesterday I?
Handed.
Yeah. So try to make a compound adjective here.
You will come back handed.
Empty handed.
Yeah.
You will come back empty handed.
Yabaras.
You will see.
Good. And contract. You'll see.
You'll come back empty handed. You'll see.
Very good. Tenemos que partir de cero otra vez.
We have to start from scratch.
Very good.
We have to start from scratch again.
Very good. Well done. A la larga todo saldrá bien.
In the long term, everything will turn out fine.
Good. Another way of saying in the long term, instead of term, you could say?
In the long run.
Very good. Mientras tanto, quiero que hagas esto.
In the meantime, I want you to do this.
Good. En nombre del presidente, quiero expresar nuestro agradecimiento por...
In the name of our president, we want to...
Quiero.
In the name of our president, I want to...
Expresar?
I want to express
yeah.
myself...
In the name of our president or in behalf?
On behalf is even better.
Of our president, I want to express our...
Agradecimiento.
Appreciation for your job.
Well, and then it stops. So try again. On behalf?
On behalf of the president, I want you to...
On behalf of the president, I want to express our appreciation for.
Yes. On behalf of, why can't I say in the name of?
On behalf is better. It's like, on the name of, in the name of, it's a little bit like Spanglishy.
Okay.
Better on behalf of.
On behalf of our president.
It's typically what you would say in a speech. On behalf of the president.
On behalf of the president, I want to. I want to express our appreciation to. For.
Yes. I'll repeat.
For. On behalf of.
On
behalf of the president, I want to express our appreciation for.
Repeat.
On behalf of the president, I want to express the appreciation appreciation for.
Good. Okay.
Madre mía.
Había 200 personas presentes para la inauguración.
There were 200 people. For the
presentes.
There were 200 people present on hand for the presentation.
Inauguration.
For the inauguration.
Again, from the beginning.
There were 200 people on hand for the inauguration.
Good, one more time.
There were 200 people on hand for inauguration. For the inauguration.
Good. Now, ¿para qué sirve llamarla ahora?
What good does it do to call her now?
Very good. One more time.
What good does it do to call her now?
Very good. Now, this may hurt your brains a little bit. That's good.
This is good terrible.
It's good for the neurons. We're going to practice with there and to be. I will say, for example, account number 17, $27.50. And I want you to say, there's, always there's. There's $27.50 in account number 17. So account number 17, $27.50.
There's $27.50.
Dollars.
There's 27 $27.50 on account in account number 17.
One more time.
There's $27.50 in account number 17.
And repeat.
There is.
Contract theirs.
There's. 20.
Yes.
$27.50.
No, $27.50.
There is $27.50 on account in account number 17.
One more time.
There is $27.50 in account
on number.
In account number 17.
One more time for luck.
There is $27.50 in account number 17.
Very good. Account number 412, $3.27.
There's $3.27 in account number 412.
Very good. One more time.
There's $3.27 in account number 412.
Very good. Account number 111, $59.50.
There is 50
contractors.
There is $59.50 in account 100.
In account number.
In account number 111.
Very good. And again.
There is.
Always contract. There's.
There is. There is.
So there's.
There is. There is.
There's $59.50 in account number 111.
There is $59.50 in account 111.
In account number.
In account number 111.
One more time from the beginning. Account
there
number.
Is 59 and there is $59.50 in account number 111.
Very good. Now repeat. Account number 17, $27.50. There's.
There's
There's $27.50 in account number 17.
There's $27.19.
There's $27.50 in account number 17.
There's $27.50.
Cents.
50 cents in account number 17.
Good. One more time for luck.
There is $27.50 in account number 17.
Good. Well done. Very good. Okay. That's enough brain frying for the moment. All right. And, but it's always, even though you say dollars, when you talk about currency, it's a single quantity.
Dollar.
$1, $2. But when you, so we don't say there are $27. You say there is.
Yes.
Because it's a single quantity.
But you say dollars. With
dollars,
S.
Pounds, but you would also say sterling. And so you would say there's 20 pounds and 57 pence sterling in account number 23.
And euro is without S.
Strictly speaking, it's €1, €2. Strictly speaking.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently the French dictated this in the negotiation of the euro. So if you want to be correct, you say €1, €2. But a lot of people say €1, €2. Yeah. Euro.
Euro.
Turima. How do you say Turima?
Euro.
Euro. Ask Pablo if he's ever rowed.
Have you ever rowed?
Yes, once. Okay. And I don't think I will repeat it again.
Okay, ask him if there's a rowing club in Zaragoza. Is there?
Is there a rowing club in Zaragoza?
I think there are more than one. More, yes.
It's quite a good. It's quite a big sport in Zaragoza. Let's do a quick bit of vocabulary before the break. Una amplia gama.
A wide range.
Good. Cliente.
Customer or client.
What's the difference?
You pay for the services and the other you pay for the products.
Yes, very good. Exigente.
Demanding.
Good. Agotado.
Exhausted.
Very good pronunciation. En todo caso.
In any case.
Very good. Ganado, como vacuno, lanar, etc. One word. What's the opposite of dead?
Livestock.
Very good, yeah. Sometimes if it's about horses and they're thoroughbred horses, you might call them bloodstock. Bloodstock or
pura sangre.
Yes, or also purebred cattle, yeah. Dominio.
Dominio.
Master.
No.
Mastering.
Mastery.
Mastery.
Mastering.
Mastery.
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 Mastery. Yeah.
He exhibits a mastery of the subject. Repeat. Mastery.
Mastery.
Mastery. Very good. Ordno. Careful of the pronunciation.
Oven.
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 Oven. Say amor. How do you say amor in English?
Love.
Okay, how do you say amor de ornos?
Oven love.
Oven love. So it's of, oven. Very
oven
good.
Oven love.
Very good. Perspectivas.
Point of view.
Perspectivas.
Like in
what you do in business?
Prospects.
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 Very good. Papel, as in what an actor does.
Role.
Very good. Rugoso, aspero, turbulento, like the sea. He was used this a lot for the sea.
Rough, no?
Rough. Very good, yeah, for rough sea. Marino, marinero.
Sailor.
Very good. And La Edad Media.
Middle Ages.
The Middle Ages. Very good. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back with you in 4 minutes.
Vaughan Radio. En Vaughan llevamos más de 40 años con la pasión de formar a los empleados, directivos, a ti. Llevamos el método Vaughan a tu empresa a través de uno de nuestros profesores certificados Vaughan, con clases dinámicas e intensas, con horarios 100% flexibles, o clases de inglés telefónicas para empresas. Su formato mixto entre conversación fluida y corrección con el método Vaughan mejorará radicalmente el inglés de tus empleados con los horarios más complicados. Inmersiones lingüísticas totales en las que tus empleados, alejados de los problemas de la vida real, se centrarán exclusivamente en hablar en inglés durante todo el día en nuestro Vaughan Town para empresas. O una nueva solución para aquellos colectivos que necesitan flexibilidad con respecto a la ubicación de los alumnos, a la vez que necesitan contacto regular con un profesor. Nuestras clases por videoconferencia para empresas. Y no olvides el máster para ejecutivos en el programa más exigente de Vaughan. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 911335831. 911335831. Grupo Vaughan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company.
Si te acabas de licenciar, no entres en el mercado laboral ni te plantees un máster hasta no resolver del todo la cuestión del inglés. Resuelve el tema ahora, mientras eres joven y tienes tiempo. Después es casi imposible. Y recuerda, para los reclutadores vale más un probado dominio del inglés que una decena de másters.
Llámanos 911335833.
Para todo y atiende este tema mientras puedas.
911335833.
Vaughan te lo resolverá.
Ven a hacer tu prueba de nivel. Sin compromiso, tu prueba de nivel gratis. Llámanos 911335833. Libro recomendado. Cada idioma tiene sus propias expresiones. Unas se parecen bastante entre sí, llegando a ser incluso traducciones literales, mientras que otras difieren bastante en la traducción. Lo que todas las expresiones sí tienen en común es que se utilizan constantemente y hacen que nuestro discurso fluya más.
Descubre las 1000 expresiones más comunes del inglés en mi libro Expresiones en Inglés que deberías conocer.
Consigue el libro en vaughantienda.com.
It's the bee's knees.
Envío gratis.
It's the best thing since sliced bread.
El máster es el curso más importante, más exigente y más intensivo que hacemos aquí en Vaughan Systems. Cada persona invierte una cantidad de dinero y tiempo para hacer el curso y es muy importante para nosotros que cada persona termine el curso con el mejor nivel posible. Nuestros másters son para todo el mundo. Tenemos desde presidentes y dueños de empresas hasta gente que están empezando su carrera profesional. Tenemos módulos y niveles para todo el mundo. El objetivo es que la gente pueda trabajar mejor en de viaje, de negocios, trabajar por teléfono, por correo electrónico, sentirse más cómodo haciendo su trabajo en otro idioma. La gran mayoría de la gente viene como recomendación de un amigo, un compañero de trabajo, y después del curso siguen con nosotros haciendo otro tipo de curso por el nivel de satisfacción que tienen con las clases con nosotros.
Ven a hacer tu prueba de nivel, sin compromiso, tu prueba de nivel gratis. Llámanos 911-33-5833.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
Asking me, have I known the baby? We're back on the air, by the way. Oh. What do you mean, have I known the
have
baby?
You seen, have you seen Albert?
No. Have you known the baby?
Have you known the baby of Alberto's baby?
No.
Met.
Yes.
Have you met?
Have you met? No, I haven't met her yet. I haven't met Lara yet, but I hope to meet her soon. But I was, have you met her?
Have you met her?
Now, ask her how long she's known me.
How long have you known Fitz? I've known you since 6 years ago.
Very good, very good. And ask her when she first met me.
Ask him.
No, ask her yourself.
When did you first met him?
Meet him.
When did you first meet him? I met you at a party.
Very good.
At a Vaughn party.
First you meet people and then you know them.
Okay,
ask me when I first met Richard Vaughn.
When did you first meet Richard Vaughn?
I first met him on the 12th of January 2004. Yeah, the 12th of January 2004.
And did you have to do the exam?
No, it's not an exam. So we trained the teachers for 2 weeks. So ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Vaughn teacher training. It is brutally tough. 2 weeks, they're in here every day from 9:30 until 6, nonstop, with a little break in the day. And they're doing probably 4 hours of homework every night. Yeah, so these guys, we would say they earn their spurs. Now, what are spurs? If you watch
espuelas. Espuelas.
Espuelas? Yeah. Like if you watch the old Clint Eastwood films, they wore spurs. I think they're probably illegal now. Which you would get the horse to go faster.
Yes.
Yeah. So you earn your spurs, meaning you work really, 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 really hard for something. So they earn their spurs. It's tough. It's tough.
But if they know English, why do it's not easy.
We're not teaching them English. We're teaching them how to be Vaughn teachers. And sometimes my own colleagues would say, there's thousands of teachers in Spain. You can just hire anybody. No. You got to hire the best. And sometimes the best ones have never taught English in their lives. Ask me how many English classes I taught before I came here.
How many English classes did you teach before coming here?
None. Zero. Not one. Because we have a style that is completely different to the rest, which is why one of the reasons why people come. And so we look for the very, very best, not the best teachers, we look for the best people. You get the best people, you can train them to do anything. So the our motto, how do you say motto? M-O-T-T-O.
Lema.
Lema is recruit talent, train skill. Most companies do the opposite. Most companies say, the CV is the most important. I look at the CV, I say, fine, show me your cover letter, but I want to see you. I want to see what's going on inside your soul. I want to know what kind of soul you have. And they have to be humble, hardworking. They have to be brave because sometimes they're 21 years old and they're teaching the CEO of a company like Vodafone or BBVA or Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson. So they have to be brave also.
They have to lead the class because sometimes people don't behave well in the class.
Yeah.
If there are six people, maybe one, two of them.
Yes. And this is maybe adults.
People who want to.
Oh, yeah. They don't behave themselves. Sometimes they're a little bit rude. So we have to train the teacher to crack the whip. How do you say to crack the whip?
Dar un latigazo.
Yeah. Because again, the teacher is 21 years old and the students are, the average student age we have is 45.
And they behave bad?
And ask me if they behave worse than the four-year-olds.
Do they behave worse than the 4 years
Absolutely.
Old?
Yeah. Four-year-olds are difficult to teach because they demand your energy, your attention. But the adults are often worse behaved than kids. Yeah.
Yes, because sometimes they are very diverse.
Yeah.
So maybe one person who wants to make the most of the class, but near you, there is one who is wasting
time.
His time or her time.
Even though they're coming.
Pain.
It's not, even though they pay their own money, it's not guaranteed.
But who sends them? Their parents.
No. This is people who come, they send themselves. They come and they pay their own money and they're still don't behave in the class. Mm. So
but
the
what do they
tough.
Do, for example?
They interrupt, they don't do their homework, they come late.
Yeah.
They 40 years old.
40, 45, 50, 55, Man. 65, 75. Yeah. So the teacher has to be tough. Very tough. Yeah. And if you teach, ask me if it's easier to teach in China.
Is it easy to teach in China?
No, easier.
Is it easier to teach in China?
Yes, it is, because the teacher is revered in that culture. Or Japan, South Korea.
Es un ejemplo.
Yeah. Now ask me if it's easier to teach in Ireland.
Is it easier to teach in Ireland?
No, it's not. Irish people are like Spanish people. They're like, yeah. It's your job to impose the discipline, which I agree with. The teacher must be a tough disciplinarian. Yeah. Ask me if I ever get angry with my students.
Do you get angry with your students?
Sometimes, if they don't behave themselves. Yeah, if they don't make an effort, especially.
But you can't be angry.
Oh, yeah, I do. I have a dark side. All Irish people have a dark side. We're usually very happy, very funny, but we have hot tempers. Mm. How do you say a hot temper?
Mal genio.
Yeah, that's if it gets me into trouble sometimes.
Does it get you in trouble sometimes?
Yes, it does, but...
In trouble sometimes.
Yeah, it does. But sometimes you have to lay down, as a teacher, you must lay down the law. The only teachers I respected myself at school were the ones who were tough with us. Not nasty, not sarcastic, but tough.
Justos.
Yes, fair, but tough. But they laid down the law. And you did not mess around in their classes. How do you say that? You didn't mess around in their classes.
Que no hagas ningún desastre.
Yeah.
And get buddy with the students.
Oh yeah, it's a big mistake. You're not their friend, you're their guide, you're their leader, but you have to be tough. Tough as nails, as my father used to say. How do you say that, to be tough as nails?
Ser duro como un clavo.
Yeah, really hard. But also with a big heart. So the best teacher is someone who's tough, but has a heart of gold. Yeah. But you've seen it here. But he's saying the classes, people are not behaving themselves. Yeah. And the teacher says, oh, I feel bad. And I say, No. If you feel bad, or I feel sorry for the poor students. No. They will eat you alive. So you get tough. Get tough or get dead, because they'll kill you. So let's move on a little bit with more translation. Now, how do you say this? Where are we? I've gone to the wrong page here. I've gone to the wrong page. I had the right page first. ¿Para qué sirve llamarla ahora?
What good does it do to call her now?
Very good. What good does it do? What good does it do?
What good does it do?
What good, it's a useful expression. Yes, what good does it do? What good does it do now? It's too late. What good does it do? You're wasting your time. What good does it do to call her now? Voy a subir mi nivel de inglés.
I'm going to raise my... I'm going to raise my English a level. A level.
Good. ¿Has sumado todas las columnas?
Have you summed up...
Now, you can say sum up, but it means something different. It means to resume at the end of a speech. Have you?
Have you added up all the columns?
Very good. Nos quedan dos todavía.
We have two left yet. Have two left.
Yeah, you can say yet. It's a little bit archaic, but we still have two left is the better one. ¿Cómo quieres que empiece yo la carta?
How do you want me to start the letter?
Very good. Esta no es una carta cualquiera.
This is not
any letter.
Any letter.
No, better. This is not just any letter.
This is not just any letter.
Está dirigida al presidente.
It's directed to the president.
Okay, or?
Or it's aimed.
It's aimed?
Addressed.
Very good.
It's addressed to the director.
Presidente.
To the president. Yeah. It's addressed to the president.
Good. Now, how do you say, en nombre del presidente?
On behalf of the president.
Very good. Fírmelo en el reverso.
Sign it on the back.
Very good. Very good. Si no hubiera sido por ti.
If... it if it hadn't been for you.
Very good. Antes de que te vayas, quiero que eches un vistazo a esto.
Before you leave, I want you to have a look at this.
Very good, to have a look or to take a look. Tenemos suerte de estar vivos.
We are lucky to be alive.
No se nos permite utilizar esos programas.
They don't let us use...
No, pero we're not allowed.
They don't allow...
We're not allowed.
We're not allowed to use that programs.
Esos programas.
We are not allowed to use those programs.
Va a haber otra reorganización.
It's going to...
There.
There's going to be another reorganization.
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 Right, one more time.
There's going to be another reorganization.
Very good. Ya ha habido tres en los dos últimos años.
There had been three.
No, ya ha habido.
There's already been three.
There have already been.
There have already been. There have already been three in the last 2 years.
Very good. No pueden decidirse.
They can't decide.
Okay, use a phrasal verb.
They can't choose.
Now, how do you? What's another word for maquillaje?
Makeup.
Good.
They can't make up.
Make up what?
They can't make up.
Their minds.
Their minds.
Again?
They can't make up their minds.
Very good. Te acostumbrarás a nuestro ritmo.
You'll get used to our pace.
Very good. No, I don't think they do this anymore. Maybe they still do. In the 19... Ask him if he watched a lot of athletics in the 1980s.
Did you watch a lot of athletics?
In the 1980s.
Oh,
no, he's not that old. 1980s.
Yeah.
What I mean is the time of the great runners, the Kenyans, John Walker of New Zealand in the 1500 metres in the Olympics, for example. And they often had a pacemaker, or they sometimes called him a rabbit.
Yes.
Someone who ran... Someone who ran in front. Yeah. So, why did I talk about that? Ah, you'll get used to our pace. All right. So, te acostumbrarás a nuestro ritmo.
You'll get used to our pace.
Very good. Tenían que haber llegado hace 10 días.
They must have... They should have arrived...
Now, use the verb to get.
They should have got here 10 days... ago.
Good. Again.
They should have got here 10 days. 10 days ago.
Yes. One more time.
They should have got here 10 days ago.
Very good. Él siempre convoca reuniones en el último momento.
He always call for meetings.
No, he always calls.
He always calls.
Meetings.
How do you say último minuto? Último momento.
In the last moment?
No, you can say last minute, as in a compound.
Last minute.
Yeah, last hyphen minute. He always calls?
He always calls meetings last minute.
Use it as an adjective. He always calls last minute meetings.
He always calls off. Calls for.
No preposition at all. He always calls
meetings for.
Right. He always calls last minute meetings.
He always calls last minute meetings.
Yeah.
He always calls last minute meetings. He always calls last minute meetings.
Good. ¿Cómo van las cosas?
How are the things going?
Take away there.
How are things going?
Yeah, very good. No nos podemos quejar.
We can't complain.
¿Queda algo por hacer?
Is there still something to do?
Simpler.
Is there anything left to do?
Preferiría estar en la playa. Tú, ¿no?
I'd rather be in the beach.
At the beach. I'd rather be.
I'd rather be in the at the beach, don't you? Wouldn't you?
Very good
wouldn't
again.
You? I'd rather be in at the beach.
I'd rather be.
I'd rather be at the beach, wouldn't you?
Very good. Hay muchos cabos sueltos que atar.
There are a lot of loose ends to tie.
Very good. Ella ni siquiera me saludó.
She didn't even say hello to me.
Very good. solo te han contado la mitad de la historia.
They have only told you half of the story.
Very good. How do you translate this? Ya no puedo más. Siempre es la misma historia. How would you say ya no puedo más?
Can't stand it.
Yeah, or I can't take it anymore. I think you would say I can't take it anymore. It's always the same old story. Repeat.
I can't take it anymore. It's always the same old story.
Very good. How do you translate this? Ahora es demasiado tarde, princesa. Busquete otro ladre que te... No, busquete otro perro que te ladre, princesa. How do you say that?
When did you learn that?
I'm a sabidista. How do you translate that? Ahora es demasiado, demasiado tarde, princesa. Búscate otro perro que te ladre, princesa.
That's for a girl.
Yes. Yeah.
Now it's for, so late.
No. It's now it's
too late.
Yes.
Now it's too late, princess. Look for another.
I would say find another dog to. I don't know how you would translate it. To do your bidding.
Could you say to bark up your tree?
No. It's probably a little because you're barking up the wrong tree. I would say find another dog to do your bidding. Or to be your fool, maybe. To be your fool. Ask me if I like that song.
Do you like that song?
I love that song. Yeah, I love that song.
Who sing? It's
Joaquin
an
Sabina. Joaquin Sabina. My friends Jesus and Nacho, who both used to work here, introduced me to Mr. Sabina. Okay, let's do a little bit of passive voice. All right. So I would say, for example, Christopher Columbus discovered America, and you would say America was discovered by Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus discovered America.
America was discovered by Christopher Columbus.
A Spanish industrial group owns the company.
The company is owned by a Spanish industrial group.
Industrial. Again.
What?
So, a Spanish industrial group owns the company.
The company is owned by a Spanish and industrial group.
One more time.
The company is owned by a Spanish industrial...
How do you say polvo in English?
Dust.
So, industrial. One more time.
The company is owned by a Spanish industrial group.
No, careful. A Spanish. One more time.
The company is owned by a Spanish industrial group.
Good. Oswald killed Kennedy.
Kennedy was killed by Oswald.
Very good. Ruby killed Oswald.
Oswald was killed by Ruby.
Ruby was killed by the mob. I'll explain what the mob is in a minute.
M-O-B.
Yes.
The mob.
No.
Oh, no. Ruby was killed by the mob.
By the mob. Who are the mob?
The crowd.
The mafia, in this case.
Ah, the mafia.
Yeah, it's a slang name for the mafia. So, now, I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently, so... No.
It sounds clear.
The whole thing is very strange. So Oswald apparently assassinated Kennedy, although there's a lot of doubt whether he did or not. Then he was arrested, and when he was being... You can see this is actually on YouTube. He was shot live on TV by a guy called Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby was a nightclub owner, I think, in Miami or in Florida. And then Ruby was imprisoned, and he died in prison, and there are rumors that he was poisoned...
By the mob.
I don't know if it's true or not. It's all a good story. But there's a brilliant film called JFK. Now, a lot of it is fictional, but it's actually a very good story. It stars Kevin Costner. A construction company will build a house.
The house will be built by a construction company.
A 12-year-old boy is beating the chess champion.
The chess champion is beaten by a 12-year-old boy. The chess champion is being beaten by a 12-year-old boy. The chess champion is being beaten by a 12-year-old boy. The chess champion is being beaten.
The chess champion is being beaten.
Being beaten.
By a 12-year-old boy.
Being
the
beaten.
The chess champion is being beaten.
Being beaten.
The chess champion is being beaten by a 12-year-old
boy.
Good. The committee has selected three candidates.
Three candidates have been selected by the committee.
Again.
Three
candidates have been selected by the committee.
Three candidates have been selected by the. I can't believe it.
Three candidates have been selected by the committee.
Three candidates have been selected by the committee.
Very good. The chairman will preside over the meeting.
The meeting will be presided over by the chairman.
Yeah, an American would say the chairman will preside the meeting. But I would say the chairman will preside over the meeting. A taxi driver took the boy to the hospital.
The boy was taken to the hospital by a taxi driver.
Very good. A cooperative manages the factory.
The factory is managed by a...
cooperative.
Yeah, cooperative.
Cooperative.
Yeah, how do you say cooperative in Spanish?
Cooperativa.
Yeah, so a cooperative manages the factory.
The factory is managed by a cooperative.
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 Managed with a T sound. The company?
The company.
Sorry, the factory.
The factory is managed by a cooperative.
Very good. The manager's secretary wrote the letter.
The letter is written, was written.
Sorry,
the
again.
Letter was written by the secretary. The letter was written by the manager's secretary.
The letter was written by the manager's secretary.
A substitute teacher taught the class.
The class was taught by a substitute.
Sub.
The class was taught by a substitute teacher.
A secret benefactor donated the money.
The money was donated by a secret benefactor.
The co-pilot flew the plane.
The plane was co-fighted.
The plane was flown by the co-pilot.
The plane was flown by the co-pilot.
Very good. And repeat.
The plane was flown by the co-pilot.
One more time.
The plane was flown by the co-pilot.
Good. Now ask Pablo what the difference between the co-pilot and the first officer is.
What's the difference between the co-pilot and the first officer?
Do they still say first officer?
No, we say the pilot in command. Normally.
The pilot in command.
Yeah. En español, comandante.
Okay. So ask him what the difference between the co-pilot and the pilot in command is.
What's the
difference?
What's the difference between the co-pilot and the pilot in command?
They do different things. Normally, the plane is flown by the pilot in command and the communications and other things by the co-pilot. But they can interchange the rules.
Okay. So they can change roles as they...
Anyway, the main difference is that the last responsibility belongs to or falls on the pilot in command.
Now, you would say the ultimate responsibility.
The ultimate responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, ask him what the maximum... number of hours. So, what's the maximum consecutive number of hours a pilot can fly?
No idea. So I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe five?
No.
More?
No, they fly 12 hours to Argentina.
Yes, but as in at the controls?
But at the control, they normally change.
After a few hours?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't know how many.
There was an incident in Ireland recently where I can't remember the name of... It was an airline I'd never heard of, but they were flying to the States... And about 250 or 300 kilometres off the west coast of Ireland, the pilot spilled coffee on the controls.
No.
And so they had to return to Shannon Airport, which is on the biggest airport on the west coast of Ireland, because he spilled coffee. All right. Let's finish off with a little bit more torture with irregular verbs. All right. I will say what... And I want you to say, if you'd said what I said yesterday, you wouldn't want to say anything else.
Madre mía.
Yeah,
if you said what I said yesterday, you wouldn't want to say anything else.
Very good. Pay what?
If you'd paid what I paid yesterday, you wouldn't want
to... Careful of you.
If you'd paid what I paid yesterday, you wouldn't want to pay anything else.
Good. Read what?
If you'd read what I read yesterday, you wouldn't read. You wouldn't want to read anything else.
Very good, very good. Sell what?
If you'd sold what I sold yesterday, you wouldn't want to sell anything else.
Very good, very good. Sleep where? Sleep where?
If you'd slept where I slept yesterday, you wouldn't want to sleep anywhere else.
Good, and again. If you'd slept
where I slept yesterday, you wouldn't want to sleep anywhere else.
Good. Perfect. Let's finish off the vocabulary list that we started. Analizar.
To analyze.
Very good. Asegurar.
To assure.
Very good. Comportarse.
To behave.
Very good. And the opposite?
Misbehave.
Very good. Like these bad students, they misbehave. Colaborar.
To cooperate.
Good. Another word?
Collaborate.
Yes, very good. Asustar.
To blame?
No, asustar.
To frighten.
To frighten.
Pasárselo bien.
To have fun.
Good.
To enjoy.
Yeah, or to have a good time. Tomar una decisión.
To make a decision.
Very good. Colocar.
To put.
Another word.
Collocate.
To collocate.
Or to place.
To place.
To place. And presionar.
To press.
Pressure. Very good. And inconsciente.
Unconscious.
That's it for today, folks. Thank you very much to my guests. Thank you to you. And stay tuned, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
En Vaughan siempre hemos hablado que un pilar fundamental son los profesores. Todos tienen que pasar un proceso riguroso de selección seguido de un duro periodo de formación en el que aprenden a utilizar el método Vaughan de enseñanza. Los que son seleccionados tras finalizar la formación reúnen las cualidades óptimas personales para triunfar como profesores de idiomas, sobre todo para personal de empresa. Estas cualidades son responsabilidad, carácter, dominio técnico y, lo más importante de todo, la capacidad para ganarse el respeto y aprecio de personas de todos los rangos corporativos, desde operarios hasta presidentes de empresa. Marta Martínez, coordinadora de Teacher Training y Reclutamiento, nos cuenta cómo es la formación de profesores.
Nos dedicamos principalmente a hacer dos cosas. La primera es la más técnica, que es transmitir nuestro método de enseñanza, nuestro estilo, dar trucos para que los profesores sepan adaptarse a diferentes niveles.